Hello?
Caretaker Pride, is that you?
Croner.
That's Administrator Croner to you, Pride. Just a routine 100 million year update call. Let's see now. I believe you're stationed on Mars, was it? Fourth planet from the star?
It's actually third planet, sir. Planet Earth, as it's known here.
Ah, yes, of course. My mistake. Right then, you were assigned to planet Earth on behalf of the Committee for Interstellar Life Creation 250 million years ago, assigned with the task of cultivating and monitoring the indigenous life forms there, with a view to seeing how much they might achieve with the right nurturing. Pardon me, my notes are in a bit of a mess. Incidentally, I've just had a wonderful update from Caretaker Woodstock over on Borrelia. You know, in the Suwai Nebula, a wonderful project he's got going on up there, you know. They've actually involved Siamaya beings into pure energy, mastering time travel and achieving complete knowledge of the universe. Anyway, I digress. If I remember correctly, you were working with creatures you called dinosaurs.
I was. I filed a meteor request about 66 million years ago. The dinosaur project wasn't going too well. They were partial to eating each other, and further progress or development was unlikely. Mainly due to the animal at the top of the food chain having extremely short arms. Not conducive to tool-making, you see.
I see. So what have you been working on since then?
Well, bipedal mammals, primates. They evolved from fish, actually.
Sounds messy.
Yes, but what it allowed me to do was to guide them into being social animals that live in packs. That way, they'd learn compassion, respect, order, the greater good, and so on.
Worthy traits in any sentient species, and how are they faring now, these sea monkeys of yours? Are they living in harmony, one big unified group across the world?
Well, about 2.5 million years ago, I started bringing these creatures down from the trees to live on the ground in caves. My theory was that by freeing up the hands, they would begin to construct tools. In turn, this would develop and advance their brains as they figured out better ways of working together to feed and clothe themselves.
Hardly a revolutionary philosophy, but an honest one. What progress did you make?
Well, really good progress, initially. It took a couple of million years to really fine-tune the design, you know, getting rid of the tail and all that body hair. Except on Richard Keyes, he still has both.
Richard Keyes?
Never mind. Anyway, around 200,000 years ago, I felt I had perfected the design of what I started to call human beings, and they began to pass through various stages of social and economic development. Instead of evolving themselves to suit their environment, they'd learn to change the environment around them.
Wonderful. And I suppose it was plain sailing from then on?
Well, not exactly, no.
Ah, fighting for limited resources.
Well, yes.
Of course, of course. The early days of social and economic development can be turbulent. Consciousness of beings can lag behind a bit. Lack of a greater understanding can lead to war, poverty, things like that. But once they become self-sufficient and begin to really advance in communications, technology and space travel, well, all this will fade away.
The problem is, Administrator, that they've had basic communications for around 150 years now. They've had various space programs for over 50 years. They've even developed an internet system that's been used around the world by most of the population for the best part of 20 years.
I don't follow you, Pride. If all these things are now in place, then what could possibly be wrong? Are you having problems with the parent star? Caretaker Gadiel out in Eutrovia had a terrible problem with solar flares about 400 years ago.
It's not that. The planet's pretty much fine for the time being anyway. They have enough resources, more than enough actually.
Well?
It's the behaviour of the humans themselves. It defies logic.
In what way, Pride? You'll need to elaborate.
Well, they've divided their civilization up into nations. The nations are then divided into social classes.
Yes, yes, villages become cities and so on. I think you're worrying too much, Pride. You know, it's quite common for large groups of beings to control smaller groups. This should all fade away
when... small groups control the big groups.
How does that even work?
In various ways. Class isn't the only thing the small controlling groups use to divide everyone. There's the land issue.
Land issue?
All land is privately owned by small groups and individuals.
That's impossible. How could one own land?
Well, a few years ago, some humans just declared certain bits of land to be theirs. They fought over it, killed each other for it, bought it, sold it, passed it down to their kids. So now all land belongs to someone.
So everyone must fight to own land?
Not exactly, no. They'd put you in prison for that now. You can buy a home on a tiny plot of land for a lifetime's worth of debt.
They're still using barter systems.
Value is represented by a thing called money, a sort of promise of value. And this is where it really gets weird. Their money is made out of small bits of paper and metal. Even more recently, it has no physical form at all, and is only represented digitally. You can't eat it, live in it, wear it. Yet everyone is completely unquestioning as to its value above anything else.
But how can that be? Some sort of primordial regression? A proto-virus-induced devolution?
Nothing like that. They just accept it. Their leaders tell them it's valuable and they accept it. I know it's incredible. I've never seen anything like it myself. Anyway, these are just some of the big issues we're facing here. That's really only half the problem, though. Wait till you see the way these things behave socially. Can you meet me for a coffee down here?
Oh, well, at least they have coffee. Give me about 9 years. I'm in the area anyway. I've been for a long weekend on Titan with wife. We've got a cottage up here. Beautiful methane oceans, you know. Fantastic. No tourists.
Sounds interesting. Well, there's a place down the road from my flat. You'll be able to find me through the microchip database. I'll see you there in just under a decade.
Righto. I'll get me coat and leave shortly.
Find it okay?
Yes, yes, no problems. I parked on the orbiting moon. Absolutely deserted up there. My notes claim the humans arrived on the moon 50 years ago. Where is everyone? Gone home for holidays?
They don't go there anymore.
Really? Why? Don't tell me someone owns that now too.
Let's not even go there.
I see. So, where were we? Ah, yes. On the short journey over here, I had to think about what you told me about these human beings, and I've jotted down some notes. Obviously, we have quite a unique set of circumstances here, but I'd wager that the best way to move forward is to captivate each and every one of them with the space program. Get everyone behind...
Programs. Space programs.
They have more than one. Surely only on a departmental basis. Conversationally, I'm sure we can refer to it in its entirety as a single...
I mentioned that they developed their population into nations. The nations have developed at different rates socially and economically. There are poor in every nation, but the wealth of their rulers can vary wildly. A few of their wealthiest nations have space programs, but they compete against other nations rather than work with them. See, this is why they don't go to the moon anymore. Two of the biggest nations were in a race to get there first, and once one of them made it, they basically all just lost interest in it. Their best scientific advancements have always been for the purposes of war and power, rather than a desire to explore and expand.
You didn't mention war. They've been attacked by other beings. Who's responsible? Don't tell me it's Caretaker Vaughn with those bloody Raghum Crusaders again. You know the trouble I've had
they
with...
They fight each other.
What? As in the lesser intelligent life forms living here? That hairy thing with the four legs that laid a brown egg on the pavement outside?
No, just the humans. The humans still fight each other. And not just individually, I mean in groups. Entire nations. Even groups of nations against other groups. I mean, I know this is typical of primitive society, where beings tend to throw rocks at the sun and explore new lands, meeting others who fear them and can't talk the same language. But those in power now could actually sit down at a computer terminal and sort their differences out over polite conversation and a game of chess.
They have chess? Well, at least they're intelligent enough for that.
Actually, I introduced it myself a few years ago in an attempt to stop the Sasanian Empire fighting with the Romans. It failed, of course. If anything, it made the leaders better at war. Anyway, funny you should mention intelligence. Do you see the guy at the table over there?
The one handling his communications device, yes.
His friend's about to bring their coffees over. Watch what happens when she puts it on the table in front of him.
They aren't into this rectal ingestion, are they? There's been a disgusting trend towards that pastime in the Musafi Nebula. I said to caretaker Ilworth over there that he really needs
to... No. He's not going to pour it up his arse. Although I have heard of such a practice. Just watch.
What did he just do? Oh, he scanned it with some sort of dietary regulator application. Oh, well, I doubt that's a great concern. In fact, it's actually quite positive.
He didn't scan it, he took a photograph of it.
A photograph? A digital likeness? Why?
For the internet.
The global communications platform?
Yes.
A photograph of his beverage?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you've lost me. Why would he do that? I thought there would be millions of establishments like this around the planet. I doubt if there would be anyone alive with the technology to access this planet's internet that would be interested in seeing...
Well, that's the thing. Nobody cares. But some equally banal acquaintance of his that conducts identical rituals will no doubt comment under the picture with something like, coffee.
Are they permanently drunk?
No. They're just self-absorbed. Ever heard the term selfie used anywhere else in the galaxy?
Selfie?
It's the word of the year.
What? Short for self-absorbed, I suppose.
Funny you should say that, but no. It's actually far worse than that.
Oh, by the stars. Don't tell me anymore. This is appalling. It really is a whole lot worse than I thought. What happened to these creatures?
We've not bottomed out yet. Drink up, and we'll catch a bus up to my flat. I'm gonna show you what these beings watch on their televised home entertainment stations.
What's that you've left on table?
The bill. Payment. For the coffee. Remember I told you about money?
They let you take food and drink in exchange for that. Idiots.
The bus is due in 2 minutes. The stop's just over the road there.
The bus?
Yes. Omnibus. It's a form of common transport. Basically, it's a large tin can propelled by exploding bits of those dinosaurs. Might as well get some use out of them, although I had hoped they'd have moved on to clean fuel by now.
Are we all going to fit on the bus? Must be pretty big. Did you not say there was about 8 million of these creatures?
Well, there's more than one bus. When I said the, I merely meant the one we... Well, here we are. Home sweet home, domus dolce domus.
That's quite a tower you've got here, Pride. Why do you need these hundreds of rooms? Did you build it yourself?
They're not all my rooms, only the four in this section. The tower's shared accommodation and, no, I didn't build it. I hire this section. Just head through the door at the end of the hall. Okay. This is the televised home entertainment station, known simply as the telly, or TV.
A novel idea, I must admit. Would it be correct to presume that the finest creative minds on this planet collaborate to create productions which stimulate the mind, captivate the audience, educate and inform, provoke thought and discussion, which in turn leads to the advancement of new ideas and the pushing of boundaries?
I'll let you see for yourself.
Let's see now. These actors, performers, thespians, conceptual artists, whatever you would call them on this planet, they're performing a play by the looks of things. In this scene, they appear to be acting out exactly the kind of action that we are currently undertaking.
Right. Sitting on the couch.
Perhaps this is a attention-building scene in some wonderful psychological thriller.
If only. These people aren't actors. Well, not as such. They are actually a group of normal, albeit attention-hungry people that are living in a house together for a set period of time. The house is filled with surveillance equipment, and they are filmed continually for weeks. And the producers of the show take all the best bits, and put it into this packaged highlight reel, which people can then watch at home, like we're doing now.
Tommy's going for a shit.
But let's not dwell on this.
Right, we're going to staple his balls. We're going to staple his balls, okay? Right, put the staple through his balls. Ah! Oh my god, he's put the staple through his balls.
Why? Televised torture? Is this state punishment of convicted criminals?
No. People simply find it funny. Even the people involved. Sometimes only those involved.
And what's this now? They look like humans, but they're all orange. Are they a related species of primate?
No, they are humans. They just become orange in order to participate in certain shows.
And they're doing what we were doing earlier. In the coffee place, I mean.
They sure are. Although their conversation is loosely scripted for televised entertainment purposes. Not that you can tell.
Are you saying that they've had chess for thousands of years, which for them means dozens, maybe hundreds of generations, and yet this is how they spend their time?
You realise why I brought you down. Unfortunately, I knew you couldn't be told what the problem was. You had to see it for yourself.
But, I mean, this show, it's even less interesting than the conversation of the couple who were taking photographs of the coffee. Do people actually watch this?
Oh, yes, people love this stuff. The orange humans are very popular. They can make lots of money at weekends, visiting social establishments up and down the country. Listen, administrator, I brought you here, and I showed you all this for a reason. The gig is well and truly over for this species. I know I already filed a meteor request recently to terminate the dinosaurs, but... Well, I'd like you to authorise another one.
Ah, come on now. Let's not be too hasty. I know things seem bleak down here, but the council specifically states that wiping out entire species should only be done as a last resort, after every other possible avenue has been investigated and exhausted.
Administrator, I really feel...
But Pride, by your own admission, haven't they discovered at least some of the things we'd expect from intelligent beings? Human minds have discovered art, mathematics, interstellar travel and so on.
Yes, some of them, but...
Well then, shouldn't we give them a few more years to show us what they're capable?
I'm glad to be making a difference for charity.
Ever heard of the show Celebrity Pig Pleasuring on Ice, Administrator? Let me talk you through it.
I'm gonna need a new glove at this, right?
No, no need. I see. Well, I think you've done all you can for them, Caretaker Pride. I'll file the meteor request with the council immediately.
I think my hand's frozen to his...
Let's make it 2 meteors.
What on Earth is a Yap Audio production written and produced by Matthew McLean and Robert Cudmore, starring Matthew McLean, Robert Cudmore and Caitlin Sneddon. Music by J.S. Bach, Silver Mash and Ross McLean. Sound effects produced by Yap Audio, as well as resources gathered on Free Sounds from Hasselblad, Herbert Boland via Alveo, Sound Mary and Conleak. For more free audio drama, check out our website at yapaudio.co.uk. We're going to set up an Instagram for, like, selfies and pics of our dinner, yeah?